Draft 98, Canzone. After the experiences spoken of already, after I found that the luminous bit of phosphorescence in the dark room was a bug, pulsing blue, I wanted to show how these data are vectored. Yet even the lyric may trip and fall unwitting into brambles. Do I need again to prove myself vertiginous? I now open the book backward, as if shifting poles, and pass into a mirroring account of alphabets. Every off chance is the index of what has already been articulated, opening onto the same scrubby field. The master poet trembled. People watched him and wondered. He could barely articulate one shuddering, shattered word, but struggled, shaking, and thereby achieved exactitude and bearing. As for me, years later, I stumbled through a cracked gate, scarcely knowing why and how I was brought to this place. Its ownership, in fact, was common property, though at first it had seemed fenced off, vietato l'ingresso. People watched me and shrugged. However, having finally come here to an open book, I thought it plausible to write of the intersections so that others might recognize their fate in mine as well as mine in theirs. Hence, I composed a canzone that begins, "I carried my soul the other night." I carried my soul the other night. I was angry at it and concerned, and it was my own girl child who became smaller and smaller, not grown up, into her own real self, but small, a doll of dolls of dolls, with the skin of a baby. Not a baby, but someone looking near to 6 or 7, yet the size and shape of someone whom a mother could still carry, curled and nestled, a cozy infant of about 8 months, which is why I call this my soul. And I spoke to her that night and through the day. Two barrettes and a scrunchie were at issue, the way it's always something simple, a pretext for feelings too large to speak of. Yet when I remembered this insight, it was way past the event, thus coming far after I had needed the helpful decoding to what this then had meant, and therefore felt confusion, bitterness, and curiosity. Why did you not tell me you needed them to swim, or to be on the team to play soccer, or whatever? Everything traveling backwards and behindhand. Was it too late now to buy or find those pretty clasps and bands to give my soul? Why didn't you tell me what you needed from the beginning? I wanted everything to give us satisfactions and connections. What could have occurred between us? Instead, there were silences, repressions, and symbolic sniping gestures. Yet when I carried you, you nestled the way they do, and milky soft against me, and you carried me. I looked precisely like you, or you looked like you. Those lively eyes and dark curls and spunky disposition, and I was moved and critical. Was I any good a mother? I had thought I was a better mother, she a soul. You will have, I was told or said, to share the guest room, as a crowd of people is already there, and I lay her down to rest with them. There are dancers and readers and those who would not be satisfied, and with you are people you once knew, and some are dead. Attend them through the many tales and songs that each might offer others or invent. The room is small, so work it out. They will wait for you as you for them, with yes and no, with back and forth, the here and there, the then and now, their modes of folding and their modes of caring. I was struck by this lightning as much as she, and I carried the soup quietly to all the beds, for all through the house it was dark, as it would have had to be. And darker the movement, stare to stare. There were many there to feed. We must all feed all the living, then the dead. And I, it seemed, had taken on one task. Don't spill it. I won't, a vow. Was I alone? I did not seem to be, though this was hard to fathom when I felt the red shadow of our bloody world's insistent presence in the moon's eclipse, darkening night. And then the moon slid slowly back with full suffusing light. Yet this part of the work remains closest to darkness. The knowledge of yearning will not be complete. There is no there, it's all degrees of here. Cannot touch them whom we are marked by, but they are palpable and enter this place. Be nomadic, nomad. Wander with the wanderers, yet safe in the room. There is at once too much and much too little. Wait it out. The bit of ugly, the glitch, the torn, the sweeper, the tender, the constant reminder that things are being made, unmade, and tended. You are now one part of all of this. You will be it, help it, answer and feed that surface of cries, chirps. You will call out. Live in empathy. Let the agony be. Comfort it. Reject the whole that someone claims is rule. A hole, a line, a hold, a lie, a hope, a hype will slide you through this most dangerous spot. Resist only rectitudes. Resist the crazed and driven knowers. Find and replace. Though the mechanism to depict this is called documentary, still it needs the stinging pulse of lines. This matches that. All ofness exists for much more of. The beyond moves to two places, here and there. To achieve connection, is there just one route of passage? There is not. This canzone is divided. What is the method in such a song? How was the evidence for this police report assembled? The first part is the first. And the way it begins is repeated variably. I carried my soul. This is insistent. The second part is the second, and very short. There is no particular need for balance, except as this part pivots between two units of three each and begins, you will have to share. The third fissions and fissures, I was struck by this lightning, so that it becomes impossible to follow, and, as was already intimated, gets caught in its own crosshatches and brambles. These divisions offer quixotic gestures at best, hardly a tribute to my powers of construction, but rather to my sense of being overwhelmed. For saturation in the material is so great that to speak of controlling this experience or of dividing the representation presents no more than a temporary artifice or stay against the world as such. Truly, to say what is here still to be said, I would have to divide, but also to multiply the poem again and again, aphorism after aphorism. What is its argument anyway? When this canzone became known, was there a backstory to this? Was I ever in the anthologies? A friend asked me what my definition of was. We are still working without a contract. There is a continuous, often weaseling use of the word challenge whenever policy is being discussed. Tying up tomatoes is on my list of things to do for today. She still has the tattoos from where her head was held en pointe for the radiation beam to be directed. I fear continually that I will not finish what I define as my work, so I keep adding other tasks and possibilities, doubling already doubled poems, for example, which is, to speak perfectly frankly, an obvious and transparent strategy. If you start deepening content knowledge in reading, you might end up reading between the lines. then between those and other secret lines. I would like to give you this small piece of string. Afterward, I could perhaps write interstitial poem after poem, filling gaps that have opened and that exist, have in fact always existed, between every single word, obliterating the work until it is one overwritten, unreadable, but theoretically conceptual, and thus critically consumable textual object whose laws and rules have, over time, become superstructure. Or I could refuse to. Afterward, I could begin again backwards, moving from the end to the beginning. Awful literal, these words, and many others. Act as if you felt the lines of force, the connections. Act because you felt them. Rescue children, even if there is no guarantee of their future, of anything. The person is a pinhole through which the whole community beams and takes itself into its own arms, camera oscura images projected dancingly upside down, their melancholy, their intersections, their humor, their charm, all cross and link, but sometimes don't. Vita nuova. We hold each other and apart. This part commences here.